In every great address, there are several factors that factor in. The location, the charge, the message, the ambiance, to whom it's being addressed, etc. Vayakhel brings us to this week's Parsha. Moses gathers all of the Jewish people. And when does he do it? This is the day after Yom Kippur. The day after he comes down from Mount Sinai with the second set of the tablets of the Ten Commandments. The instruction here is to construct a tabernacle, the traveling synagogue that went with the Jews in the desert. There was ornate details, there was talent that went into it, resources, there was vision, there was heart, there was generosity. And then there was absolute commitment. Altogether, that constituted the perfect setting for the construction of the house of God. Unlike many other collections where there was an incumbency on each person for a certain amount or on each person in a certain circumstance, this was left to the generosity of heart. And it's almost amazing to see the spirit as it jumps off the pages to recognize that all of the needs were met by the Jewish people. All of the resources that were needed came forth immediately in what one would term the only fundraiser ever to happen, where the fundraiser said, "We have enough." And over here we see a couple of beautiful points. Number one, this takes place the morning after Yom Kippur, in the morning. The commentaries say, we learn from this specifically an idea that when it comes to a mitzvah, one should always get up early. One shouldn't tarry, one shouldn't push it down the road, one shouldn't say, "I'll get it done." So it's not just about getting it done, it's about the way we get it done. And with something that we're excited about, well, we can't sleep, you jump out of bed, you're doing what needs to be done, and you want to do it as fast as you can. There's an enthusiasm. And that's what took place over here. Not only was it done, but it actually got done with a beautiful spirit and with an enthusiasm that one can sense when they're reading the Parsha itself, very applicable to each and every one of us. This whole tabernacle was being constructed as an absolvement for the Jewish people for the sin of the golden calf. So there's a tremendous significance to this Mishkan, which means the dwelling place of God. And of course, everyone had a vested interest in seeing and repairing that relationship with Hashem. Of course, there's an intrinsic relationship with God that can never be touched or maimed at its essence. But then there's the conscious relationship. The Torah tells us that the men and the women came. They came together. They were unified. To make financial decisions, you can't just have one party of a marriage. You have to have both. And you need the support of each other. And the Torah is clear to tell us that it was supported from all sides, and it wasn't just a couple of individuals. How beautiful when you think about the house of God not having big plaques from the biggest donor and not being a place that people would glorify themselves for attention, but rather specifically giving from the generosity of the hearts. We see very interesting over here that the princes, meaning the leaders of the tribes themselves, were left to donate some of the precious stones that went onto the vestments of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi commentary comments that we see later on these leaders jumped in first. And over here, we see what they gave But it wasn't as if they were leading the charge. The commentaries say that the leader said, hey, let us see what gets done and we will carry the slack. But as we just mentioned, there was no slack. There actually wasn't a lot left to donate. So it was the next time, when it came to the consecration of the altar, that they jumped in immediately in order to be the ones to be able to provide. Also a beautiful idea over here. And sometimes we can think that we'll just wait to see if it gets done, and if it doesn't get done, we will step in. There's virtue to that. But perhaps we're missing opportunities. And if you look at these moments of connection as opportunities, not as responsibilities, would we wait to be reactive, or would we jump in to be proactive, to be the ones to lead the charge? And I'd leave that as a sort of like a rumination, as a reflection. This is a beautiful parsha, and the spirit of the Jewish people really comes through in a very, very powerful manner. Take a moment to peruse through it, and also to get a little bit of a feeling for the house of Hashem, the Mishkan, the dwelling place. Of course, the injunction for each and every one of us is both to support our local Jewish institutions to make them as beautiful as possible, but primarily, or also very importantly, to make ourselves, each of ourselves, a dwelling place for God, to make ourselves as beautiful as possible in order to be able to contain the divine energy that shines down from below. Have a wonderful day.